Yeah. Look, we have a very good habit of making things interesting, you know, and giving, I suppose, spectators their value for money. But look, you know, in a lot of ways, we'd be disappointed that we didn't put the game to bed. You know, we had a goal chance there towards the end. Even Boyle Carr had a chance. You know, that would have seen the thing. And you know, you're 6 points up twice, and to let them back in it, and then you know, it's you know, it's a tight finish then. And but I think we probably deserved it overall in the end. You know, I think we, you know, that the second quarter was a massive period for us, and you know, we controlled the ball very well, and we showed a maturity we haven't shown in a long time. So that was great. You know.
Yeah, that second period, because they started that period very well, but you came into it, and obviously the goals made a big difference.
Made a big difference, you know. And look, we haven't always fallen on the right side of those goals, and they were probably quite scrappy goals, to be fair. They were, you know, they were team efforts, but they kind of trickled over the line, both of them, and sometimes we score brilliant goals. But look, it's just one of those things. You just get over the line whatever way you can, and we're delighted to be heading for the quarterfinals next weekend.
Yeah, there was an 8-point lead at one stage. It looked as if it would be a coasting through, but then therefore, I mean, they scored two great goals. There wasn't much you could do about either, really.
Well, look, yeah, that's probably, you know, I need to watch them back, but they were disappointed from our perspective. You know, we had bodies back, and you know, to be in the position we were in, and to, you know, to not see the game out at that stage is disappointing. And look, while we showed a lot of maturity, I think the way we held the ball, and we didn't do that last week, you know, we probably need to do that better, you know, definitely next week, you know.
Yeah, good maturity, because surely minds were casting back to last week when they got it back to within 2 points. Kick of a ball at that stage, Maxie, and you know, you're thinking, is it going to be another one of those days?
Yeah, but look, I think some heroic defending, to be fair. You know, Evelyn had a very good game in the fullback lane, and all the defenders, to be fair to them, you know, Nicole, I think that's one of the best footballers in the country, you know, Louise Murherty, and you know, Nicole done a good job in her throughout the day, and you know, as did Emer in the other corner. So listen, it's look, football's got that way now. It's starting to open up a bit more, and ladies football has always been that wee bit more expansive. So it's great that you know, we're able to get over the line on a game that is topsy-turvy.
Yeah, and great work throughout the pitch. But your inside gears, Karen and Geraldine, their work ethic today was incredible there at Maxi.
Brilliant. Karen handled so much ball, you know, she probably didn't get the reward on the scoreboard, but she just, you know, she showed for the ball, she won it, retained it, brought other players into it, you know. And I think under a lot of duress as well, look, I think they probably had another 20 frees there for both teams, you know, on another day, you know, and a lot of errors were in that area of the field. So but look, I say, it's just one of those things, you know, some days it bounces for you and some days it doesn't, and thankfully we came out the right side of it today.
Yeah. Is the pressure off? The pressure was getting through this group to get to a quarter final. Well, that leaves the pressure off now. You're playing Dublin, who, you know, to be fair, most people expect will beat you.
Ah, yeah. Look, our objective at the start was to get out of the group, you know, whether that be first or second. And, you know, we knew when the draw was made, it was the toughest group of them all that we could have got. You know, Kerry were flying Division 2, and, you know, they were coming with a real bang under new management, and Galway are the players they had. So it was always going to be a battle to get out of the group. That was the objective. You know, whatever happened after that, you know, you had to deal with it. And look, it just so happens to be the Dubs. And sure, look, is there a better time to play them? Maybe the quarter final. You know, they haven't really been tested, you know, ultimately. So look, it might be as good a day as any to get them, and you know, we'll be buoyed up by that today, and we'll have a game under us and a bit of momentum, so we'll be in good shape for it.
And finally, after what happened last week, the girls showed a lot of resilience there. When they did come back to 2 points, it would have been very easy to have memories of last week, but they put that aside.
It does, and that's, look, that's very pleasing. No, they showed a bit of character and a bit of bottle, and look, that's very pleasing, and they're going to need it all next week, you know.